Technicolor lights dance around, refracted from hanging prisms, long flecks of color swirl to reflect the name, Studio Canal. Yellow glows on black. Pencil-drawn concentric circles within a square, morph into a gyroscope which forms a ring against a blue glow. Rounded white letters, working title. Fireworks at night, girl meets boy. They run in the rain and kiss in a doorway. A man comes out through the door, squeezing past them. They kiss on New Year's Eve. Bookstore. The man poses with a book, his face is on the back cover. She takes a photo. The book of the week display, she replaces a book on Rwanda genocide with his. Joshua Moss, 3 weeks. They attend a wedding. The bride tosses the bouquet under the girl's feet. They take a gondola ride in Venice, she shows her engagement ring. Their wedding day arrives. Church.
I do.
It now gives me great pleasure to pronounce you.
The priest makes a fist, covering his mouth.
You all right?
Fine.
Something lodged. What?
Nothing.
The priest and groom nod to the best man to find water. He scoops up holy water from the baptismal font. The priest thanks him with a head nod.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, where were we?
I now pronounce you.
I now pronounce you.
Yeah.
Gags again. The best man's hand extends the holy water.
I now pronounce you husband and wife.
The bride and groom kiss.
Look at them. Aren't they adorable?
Yes. I give it a year.
Title, I Give It a Year. The bride and groom are showered with white flower petals as they kiss outside the church. Wedding reception under a tent near a country manor.
And for those of you who don't know me, and especially if we meet in the bar later, my name is Danny. Do you want a pint?
Danny flips a flashcard.
Fornication. I'll read that again. For an occasion like this, I want to make sure I keep up the traditions of being a best man. Apparently, I need to get the groom to the church on time. Tick. I need to remember the rings. Did that. And I need to have sex with a bridesmaid.
Two sweet little brides girls.
To be fair, I wrote these before I knew they... I would never have sex with them. Maybe when they're older. Never say never. And keep them away from Pedo Rog. All right, Pedo. Nice to have you. He's come a long way. Good lad. It's great to see so many people turn up to see Josh finally tie the knot. And about time, too. Nat's got it all. She's brilliantly clever, apparently really delivers in the bedroom. Like mother, like daughter, eh? He knows what I'm talking about. No. And I don't know about you, but I feel she could easily be a model, I think we'll agree, if it wasn't for her nose. When I first saw her beavering away, cooking Josh a meal, I knew she was a real catch. I've got no idea why her previous boyfriend cheated on her, but I'm glad he did. Cheers to him, wherever he may be. Probably shagging. Seriously, Nat, you're a real 8 out of 10, love. I mean that sincerely. And we're delighted you and Josh have found each other. So, everyone, please, raise your glasses as we say, a little toast to Nat and Josh.
Nat's sister turns to her husband.
Nat is literally going to be cringing right now. She hates being the centre of attention.
It is impossible to imagine anyone looking more beautiful than you do today, Nat. And I know how much you love being the centre of attention. That's just one of the things that makes us so different. Because I'm a thinker, you're a doer. I'm laissez-faire, you're anal.
Hey, you dirty sod. On you go.
I think it's fine for a man to wear Crocs, and you've made it abundantly clear you do not. I know it's only been 7 months, and some of you think that we're crazy for getting married, but all I know is, from the first moment I saw you, I knew that yours was the only...
Nat's sister yawns.
The only voice that I would ever need again. Because in that moment, everything just changed. Everything just seemed to fit so perfectly. I'm so lucky that I feel like I'm only just getting to know you.
Nat beams at him.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's to us.
Here's to us.
They kiss. A young doe-eyed long-haired woman downs a drink in one go and plasters on a smile. Something to me. The bride and groom's first dance. Something to them
say. Are you happy?
The happiest. The best 2 hours and 36 minutes of my life. You know, I had this terrible fear you were going to do some sort of novelty dance.
His mouth hangs open, he shoves her aside. Danny and Josh don varsity jackets and do a novelty dance.
One, two, three, get loose now.
I wanna rock right now. I'm Josh Moss and I came to get down. You're my girl, my honey, my boo. I was straight tripping when you said I do.
All the motherfuckers in the house say yo. This son in my nigga's got to know. It's a shit to see my dog get hitched. Now he can make that hoe his bitch.
You can't say those things.
Don't be a player hater. Seriously, mate. No, hate, you know, don't hate the player, hate the game. Am I right? Put it there, mate.
A black guest scowls at Danny.
Ready?
Later at night, the newlyweds and guests launch sky lanterns. Everyone looks up admiring the view of a dozen lanterns floating across the dark blue moonlit sky. Couples hold each other. Josh's parents embrace Josh and Nat.
Oh, nice.
Listen, son, you know, it's not easy, don't you? The first year is the worst.
Okay.
It's true.
Thank you.
You can make it through the first year of marriage. You can make it through anything.
Yeah.
You know, there were times when your father was late home, I used to fantasize he'd been killed.
Did you? That's nice.
Oh, in my mind, it was always the IRA.
Strange.
But things got better.
Yeah?
Because we love each other.
Tremendous.
The elderly couple kiss. And kiss again.
Mm.
Now making out.
It's a bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
The dad doesn't notice he stands on Nat's dress.
Unbelievable. Mm. Just unbelievable.
The dad gropes his wife. A photo snap, the newlyweds walk in each other's embraces. In the background, a lantern sets a house on fire.
So that was 9 months ago.
Marriage counsellor.
I think even then we knew instinctively something wasn't quite right.
You realised you'd married beneath yourself. You thought you could be with someone better looking, better body, perhaps a professional man?
No, I think we were both in love with the idea of being in love. You know, we're at that age where we're ready to find the one.
Don't tell me, Josh. You opened that closet door, didn't want to live that lie anymore. I picked up on it the moment you sat down. Tricks of the trade, you know, you can tell by the shit.
She cringes.
No. Oh, Christ, no. I'm completely straight. Couldn't be less gay. I mean, I don't even like touching my own penis.
The marriage counsellor glares at Josh.
Right, so were there terrible sexual problems? Does he have tremendously niche desires? Did he want to touch you here?
Produces a rag doll and pokes its crotch with a pen.
Never with a pen.
Look, Nat's amazing, obviously. She's wonderful, and I think we both really want to make this work. But is it possible that some people just aren't supposed to be married?
Truthfully, there's just something in our marriage that hasn't quite... gelled.
A flyover view of London along the Thames. Nat and three workmates enter an office building.
So, was it like a dream?
Well, we ticked every wedding box. Cake, sweaty uncles dancing to Queen, people we thought were dead flying in from Canada. It's very wedding-y, right?
It's so romantic. It's just like a Hugh Grant film.
It was amazing, wasn't it? Did you like all the flowers? You got them.
I'm sorry. Can we do this at lunch?
Right, absolutely, Helen. Thanks. Ruthlessly efficient, as always. We should not be talking about lace autumn eggs on company time.
No.
What's the story?
Well, while you were on your holiday, I took the initiative and I started gathering ideas for Guy Harrop. He's taken over his father's industrial solvent and bleach empire. You weren't here, but he basically wants to make solvents and bleach sexy.
Fuck off.
Nat pushes a button on speakerphone.
Is that my dirty little slut of a wife?
Hey!
What are you doing?
Middle of a meeting. What's up?
Maybe I'm just missing the sexiest wife in the universe.
Not working today?
I've got writer's block. I can't work out whether to call my main character Ezra or David.
David. I was at school with an Ezra who got expelled for punching a swan in the throat.
And who said the second novel would be tricky?
Anything else?
No. I'll see you at 3. Love you. You.
Sorry. That's my husband. He has writer's block. Did I mention that he was a writer of books?
Only about a million times.
And Claire mentioned it, but I'd never heard of him.
High heels mince away along a sidewalk.
Sorry.
You didn't realise you're not going any faster than walking, don't you? You've got all the superficial trappings of a run, but there's people walking much faster than you. You're just expending a lot of surplus energy.
Thank you for that analysis. How late are we?
Well, you, my little friend, are 10 minutes early. I told you the wrong time because I knew you'd never be on schedule.
What?
Mm.
Just trying to work out if I find that endearing or it makes me want to bludgeon you to death with a shovel.
Oh, no, it's endearing.
I think it's a shovel.
It's endearing.
Do we have a shovel?
Well, firstly, a hearty mazel tov for your marriage.
It's mazel tov, isn't it?
Hmm?
I thought it was mazel tov.
I don't know. I'm not Jewish.
No.
But, as you know, whilst everything may seem so happy now, of course you can be struck down at any time. Cancer, heart disease, meningitis, hit by a truck.
Slams his hand.
I had a client who was kicked to death by a group of disaffected youths high on meow meow. She just left the house to get potatoes. Just potatoes. And the tragedy was, she hadn't thought to make a will.
Or a Tesco home delivery.
What? No. She was only identifiable by her dental records.
Well, what had they done to her?
But they'd made impressions of her teeth. Still, fortunately, you two have had the presence of mind to plan for your future. So, have you considered what would happen if either of you fell into a persistent vegetative state?
A what, sorry?
Persistent vegetative state.
One too many T's there. Vegetative.
The lawyer raises his brows.
Have you considered what would happen if you fell into one of these guys?
Just pillow talk, really.
No, I think we did decide that we both like to be left to die.
Excellent, yes. We just switched off my aunt.
Sorry.
Oh, no, it's all right. It's no quality of life. And we freed up a socket for a lava lamp. It's transformed the lounge.
Yeah.
Yeah, largely losing her, to be fair. Now, can we go through a few of these? Just give me a yes or no. Are we switching the life support off? Brain dead.
Switch it off.
Yeah. Get it off. Locked-in syndrome. That's the one where you're paralysed, but you can still wink. It's all the... It's the dribble, isn't it, that I couldn't handle? Constantly mopping up phlegm.
I wouldn't want that.
You wouldn't want that. That's why you're murdering your wife.
She cringes.
So are you switching it off? Sorry, what are you doing?
Off
she goes. No. Brain damaged. and vegetative. Thank you. Brainstem undamaged, so you're breathing, you're swallowing, you're fine, but you are still literally a shell of a person with no capacity for any emotion or thought, much like my suit.
He stifles a laugh.
A little joke.
Nat shuts her eyes.
Off.
Damn.
Wow, this is slightly more depressing than I had imagined.
Come on. And you haven't even received my bill yet. It's a good one. That is a good one.
Evening, a grand terraced house. Nat and Josh host a dinner party for six.
An electric pepper mill. Can't believe you've got an electric pepper mill.
I thought we had to have at least one dinner party to use all the crap we got bought.
At least that's a useful gift. Do you know what I mean? I hate those gifts where someone says, do you know what I've done for you? I've donated to charity on your behalf. Have you? Really? It's bollocks to that. If I'm getting married, why should some African fella get a couple of goats? I want a fucking smoothie maker.
Josh points his fork at the doe-eyed woman.
Did you get them goats?
Four of them.
Four goats?
Yeah.
It's a lovely gift, though, because they need goats.
She raises her eyebrows.
African fellas, please.
Nat's sister.
Oh, go on. Tell us about your honeymoon.
Well, it was lovely. It was idyllic. Morocco's beautiful.
Amazing place, yeah.
Yeah. It's just a bit long, really.
I was really sad when we came back.
Well, things hit a low point when we found ourselves in the Essaouira Museum of Leather Manufacturing, discussing if we had a superpower, what would it be?
Oh, I actually really enjoyed that. I thought that was really fun.
Yeah, I think if I was going to have any superpower, it would be the ability to speak Spanish. That'd be amazing, wouldn't it? Because you could say stuff like, hola, gazpacho.
You just said it.
You're saying it now.
Oh, wow.
Not strictly speaking a superpower, though, is it, really? Otherwise, everyone in Brazil would be superheroes.
They speak Portuguese in Brazil. You cock.
The doe-eyed girl is shocked. Nat giggles.
Give it for the car.
So Josh, what did you choose?
Boring, really. Super straight.
Oh, that's what I would choose, too. I think it would be so handy, you know, to be able to open, like, jam jars.
Jam jars? That's exactly... Isn't that exactly what I said about
exactly
a jam jar?
Exactly what you said.
That's exactly what I said. That's so funny.
Are we 8 years old all of a sudden? This is what children talk about.
All right, Nat, calm down. We're only having a joke.
Yeah, joke's over.
Groundsfordivorce.com.
Shut up, you bellend.co.uk.
To be honest with you, I'm not sure you could get a divorce, because I'm not even sure you're officially married, because they never officially split up.
Danny points at Josh and the doe eyes.
What?
What?
They never officially split up.
What are you talking about?
No, you never officially broke up.
Josh mouths shut the fuck up.
Yes, actually, it's pretty funny, really, because when I left for Africa, we sort of never formally ended it.
Never formal.
We just sort of, we left it open, and then...
wide open.
Then I ended up being gone for 4 years.
About 4 years.
It was 4 years, really.
Josh mouths, oopsie to Nat. She and her sister frown.
I told you this.
No. No. I told you this.
Nat sips her white wine.
He wasn't happy, though, I'll tell you, at that time. Honestly, we used to refer to 2008 as the sort of, as the lost year.
Mate.
And he would just sit there in his pants, you know, drinking and playing Grand Theft Auto, masturbating.
No!
Sometimes all three at once. That's an impressive thing. I couldn't do that. I could practice for ages if I wanted to do that. Imagine that on Britain's Got Talent.
Kitchen. Nat prepares pudding.
Nat, I'm really sorry about that back there. I thought that you knew.
Oh, no. Don't be silly.
It was years ago, 2008. I was still using LOL unironically and wearing ballet flats.
The girl looks down at her ballet flats.
I could bet you look really cute in those. Thanks.
Nat's sister joins them.
Yeah, well, you know, it really was a long time ago, and we were both so young. We were so different back then, and now, you know, he's married to the coolest woman on the planet.
Oh, you're sweet.
I thought, I got it made. I married a doctor. And then you realize you're going to wake up every day to the same hairy ears, same slightly deformed fungal toenail, and you're going to have to listen to that weird ear throat clearing sound they make every day until you are dead.
Her husband clears his ear.
And the same penis. I may literally never see another penis again.
Nat widens her eyes.
Unless it's a small child. Or if you get sexually assaulted.
They both scowl at the girl. Nat's sister stares her down, the girl lowers her gaze.
And Josh's is lovely. You know, we have an incredible sex life, but that's not the point, you know. I love Michael Jackson's Off the Wall album, but I wouldn't necessarily want to only listen to that for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Oh, honey, I've been there. I mean, you'll listen to it a lot in the beginning. You'll listen to it in all different sorts of places. You'll listen to it in the car, in the disabled toilet cubicle in the McDonald's in Egham, in your unconscious granny's hospital room.
Granny Merritt.
That's what she would have wanted. But then, you know, you're just going to get to the point where you're not that bothered about listening to music at all. You just play it on birthdays or when you're very, very drunk. Or if someone shows you a Justin Bieber video when you're in the office and, you know, all you can then think about is that.
Isn't he, like, 15?
Oh, he'd know what to do.
The girl watches, eyes wide.
I'd ruin Bieber.
You would. You would ruin him.
Fuck. It's the soundtrack to my marriage. Don't get married. You. Too late.
She points at Nat. Later in the living room.
Penny for him? You thought?
Danny hovers over Josh's ex.
Hey, Danny.
He flops on the sofa next to her. She scoots over.
Let's get the party started. Get comfy.
He moves closer. She moves away. She avoids Danny's gaze, looks toward Josh and Nat in the kitchen.
Yeah, I shouldn't really tell you this, but I was talking to Josh.
Danny leans closer, she moves away further.
He said that the sex between him and Nat is amazing. He said that it blows everything he's had in the past out of the water.
Pokes her with index finger.
That is tremendous news.
Tremendous news for him. He's really pleased, yeah. I suppose that's not really your thing, is it, sex and sexiness? You're more, how do you describe yourself? Kind of kind. You know what I mean? Charitable. It's a shame, in a way, that they couldn't put your brain in her body. Do you know what I mean? That would be amazing. Although, what would you be left with? You'd be left with, like, ooh, you'd be left with her brain in your body. Imagine that. Just rampaging around. Out of control. Ah, what's that? It's like, oh my god, it's like Frankenstein, but with like boobs. Ah! Villagers coming out with pitchforks and torches. Kill it!
It'd be just terrifying.
Would be terrifying. It'd be horrible. Nah, joking. Joking. I'd do ya. If you wanted. You know.
Thank you.
If I had to make a top 10 of women I know that I would do, you'd be in that list. Number 7. All right?
Thank you.
Seriously.
Thanks, Danny.
Do you want to get a drink sometime? Maybe pop out and get a drink sometime?
No.
Yeah?
No.
You say no, I say yes.
Lunchline.
So remember to play up our ethical credentials. Don't mention the BP campaign, and let's emphasize the online campaign we did for Greenpeace. Our job is to convince people his solvents won't render the planet a barren, lifeless husk, unfit for future generations.
Piece of piss. How are we going to do that, then?
Well, if he's a cheapskate like his dad, we suggest making the typeface green and yellow and sticking some sort of sunflower or butterfly on the logo. It's textbook.
Surprisingly, you could be right. I expect he'll be some sort of tasteless yank obsessed with how we're all so quaint. Spell colour with a U, worship Benny Hill, and then say awesome a lot.
Yeah, and you'll probably do that Austin Powers accent. You know the one.
Yeah baby!
I didn't watch that film because it's absolutely not my cup of tea.
And then plump for whatever turns out to be the cheapest option. That's my prediction.
A guy at a table nearby listens in.
You not eating today?
Well, there's a lot of mercury in that.
Why don't you get a fucking sandwich?
I am going to get a fucking sandwich, Claire, but I'm not going to have one with bread in it because I'm celiac. You know that.
Elsewhere.
So I was thinking about your book.
Yeah?
Yeah, I reckon that I prefer Ezra to David as a name. There was a David at school who, if you paid him 50 cents, was prepared to lick anything. Literally anything.
Let's talk about it over dinner, because Nat's out tonight, another work thing. I'm stuck.
Poster, malnutrition.
I mean, obviously, it's all relative. I feel their plight. I only had a Kinder Bueno for lunch.
I can't tonight. I'm going out with Charlie.
Well, again? That's the third time in 2 weeks.
You're counting?
Sorry to interrupt. Those articles you wanted from this morning.
Thanks.
Thank you.
The office mate leaves.
So what, am I just supposed to stay home in the hopes you've got a free night?
No. Just don't want to see you getting hurt, that's all.
Josh looks over her head.
Is that him? see someone managed to find a Burger King out in Sudan.
She smiles and shakes her head. Meanwhile, Nat's team prepare a pitch.
I've just seen Guy Parrott in reception.
And I would jump on him like a bouncy castle.
Right, remember to take off your shoes and no somersaults.
I need your ring.
What?
We really need this account.
Are you on drugs?
Come on, it's not like you jump into bed with me.
Guy enters.
What's up? Guy Harrop.
Hello.
Who we got here?
Natasha Redfern, accounts director.
Hi. Sweet.
Hi. Sarah, is there anything we can offer you?
Hot diggity dog. I love the way you say that, huh? The way she says that. Offer, offer, offer. Can you say that again? Offer, mate.
Offer.
There it is. There it is. Here, give me some of that.
Oh.
High five.
Pound it.
Oh.
I got an idea. Let's sit down. Let's talk some business, huh?
Mr. Hyatt, we're delighted that you've come to us to take Harrop Solvents forward and rebrand in the fresh challenges presented by the new media climate.
Awesome. Totally awesome. Bingo, huh?
We're very pleased with some of the concepts we've come up with for the new incarnation of Harrop's.
Yeah, as long as you don't fob me off with some yellow and green font. I mean, how many times have we seen that, right?
Yes, exactly. No, too many. But what... What we were thinking.
A yellow-green proposal in the screen.
A holistic approach.
She covers it with a flip chart.
Focusing on the core brand values of integrity. Integrity.
Got it. Thank you.
Responsibility.
Guy ogles her behind as she tries to fit responsibility on the page.
That epitomize what Harrop's stands for.
That's very good.
He stands and takes off his glasses.
Well, to be honest, at Oxford, my economics professor favored a fully integrated four-quadrant strategy, cohesive across all media, presenting an instantly accessible aesthetic, philosophical, and commercial identity consistent with an ethical contemporary market leader, whilst embracing its legacy of integrity. Yeah, baby.
That's what's the problem.
Yeah.
I love that film. I'm so sorry. I
know. You thought I was a tasteless yank, obsessed with how quaint you all are. That's so quaint.
It's incredibly embarrassing, but we have plenty of other proposals to show you.
No, I don't need to see them. These things aren't done in boardrooms. We should get to know each other, Miss Redfern. A holistic approach, as you say.
Well, agreed, but from the outset, you should know that I've just got,
She rubs her ringless finger. Behind a glass office wall, Claire shakes her head.
Another account that I have to focus on for the next few days.
It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thanks. I'm so sorry.
No, please. Bye.
He touches her shoulder and leaves. She flicks her hair. Behind glass, Claire mimes oral sex and intercourse. Nat in a pensive snapshot. Marriage counseling.
When we first met, I just thought Josh was exactly what I needed.
The counselor checks the doll's nether regions.
So safe and then...
Then her phone.
I think what she's trying to say is that the everyday reality of marriage started to overtake the fairy tale, the fantasy, right?
Ooh, hark at you. Somebody swallowed a copy of Eat, Pray, Love.
I think as we...
I'm gonna have to take this. Yep, fine, I'm in a session. Well, can't you pick them up? Give me 2 minutes. Talk about your feelings, your father or something.
Nat looks at Josh with a frown. Another day, Josh watches telly slumped on a sofa eating crisps. Nat works out.
Coming up on Cash in the Attic, a delightful silver brooch made by a celebrated war hero.
Bin's full.
Awesome.
Can you take it out?
Yeah. The One Tree Hill omnibus is about to start. Lauren's about to tell Jake the baby Connor's not his.
He looks at the overflowing bin and compresses the rubbish. Office, Nat gets a bouquet of red roses.
Oh, Christ! Her husband is so adorable!
The card, thanks for making business such a pleasure, Guy.
Yes, it really is. So ostentatious.
At home.
Have you seen my phone?
No. When did you last have it?
If I knew that, it wouldn't be lost, would it? That's the point of something being lost.
Mm.
You're always here.
Why are you always here?
She searches around him sprawled on the sofa with a laptop.
Come and have a look at this video of a monkey fucking a bullfrog.
She finds the phone in the bathroom.
Oh, he's killed it. He's killed it by fucking it.
She closes the toilet lid. Notices there's no toilet paper and shoots a look toward the living room.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world in generic cheese.
Seriously, hold on a sec. Why'd you never get the worst result?
On their way to a fancy dress party.
Does it really matter?
Well, I travelled the world in generic jeans. Really? Come on.
I was just singing. I didn't realise it was so important.
Well, do you really think that Annie Lennox is singing about whether she happened to travel the world in Levi's or Wranglers?
Nat is Catwoman.
Okay.
Wow.
Josh in green costume.
And while we're at it, Elton John isn't singing Hold Me Close and Tie Me Down, Sir. Kurt Cobain isn't singing Here We Are Now in Containers. If you can't sing it right, don't sing at all. It's idiotic.
There's the man dressed as a pea.
Marriage counsellor on the phone.
I can't believe we're having the same fucking rap.
Nat and Josh stare ahead.
Oh, no listening, not listening, no listening! No, fuck you! Yes, you are! You are such a cock-sucking, shit-stabbing, fucking asshole! I could just fucking stare you right in the eyes! Oh! What the fuck are you looking at?
To a receptionist.
You the fuck! No, not you! Nobody wants to fuck you, you fucking frigid asshole! Yeah, fuck you!
The counselor throws her phone. Harrop's plant by the river.
So here we are. The hub of the Harrop's empire. What do you think? Hopefully you can see why I wanted you to check this place out. It's state-of-the-art and responsible for a turnover last year of 37 million. If you squirted air from a large space into a slightly smaller space last year, chances are you did it through...
He takes an item out of a barrel.
Every time I squirt out a little bit of air, I'll think of you.
She's got her brown hair under a net.
It sounded weird, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure.
He leads her to the factory floor. All but him wear lab coats.
There's someone I want you to meet. Janet's been working here for, what, 42 years?
43 in June. Hello.
Yep, my grandfather exploited her. My father exploited her. Now I get to exploit her.
He's a good lad, this one. He takes care of us. You won't find anybody here with a bad word to say about him. Except Sarah. But she's a proper shithouse.
Hello.
He just needs to settle down, start a family.
So what do you think? Wife material?
Definitely. Better than the last one. You should see some of the...
Yeah, I could dock your wages for insubordination. Get back to work. Clostridium acetobacillicum doesn't acidogenically ferment itself.
They move on. She gives him a charming smile.
Well, it looks like you got the Janet seal of approval.
I'm not sure I'm the marrying type.
Walks into a pole.
You realize you'd be the heir to a solvent's fortune. And that's not to be sniffed at. Literally, could result in convulsions, coma, severe brain damage, in some cases, mental retardation.
They do all seem remarkably happy here. Is it the fumes?
These people, they're like family to me. I've grown up on this factory floor. I spent every summer here since I was two. If you're good to people, people will be good to you. It's what my dad taught me. It's what I want to teach my...
He looks her in the eyes.
And I want to end all wars and cure cancer.
He shows dimples and perfect teeth in a smile. A train crosses a picturesque viaduct. Nat sits by the window alone, stares off into the distance. Snow falls outside their house. Inside, Christmas tree by the window, Josh in a suit clowns around in front of a mirror, stops when Nat comes in. She wears an elegant little white dress.
Right?
Yeah. Well.
You really, you don't have to come tonight if you don't want to.
No, I want to be there. Your husband should support you. You look incredible.
I warn you, you'll be bored to tears because I'm going to have to network all night.
a cab. Seriously. Last chance to bed.
No, I want to go. I love a party. Will I need a coat? Is it cold out?
Why do you always ask me that? How should I know if you need a coat? I've been outside today. You've been outside today. I have precisely the same amount of meteorological information as you do.
She storms out. He looks back at the coat, scurries out without one.
Josh!
Nightclub. Guy looks at Nat talking to a woman.
I wouldn't want to be stuck behind him going through airport security.
A photo of facial piercings. Josh talks to Japanese guests. Nat joins them.
It's all metal.
He's so funny, your husband. You've got a good one there.
Oh, thanks, that's sweet.
The Japanese and interpreter move on.
Why don't you go and mingle? There's a band upstairs.
No, I think I'm going to stay here, but you go and mingle. Enjoy.
She narrows her eyes.
Are you staying here because you think you have a good joke about that photo?
What?
You are. You're staying here so you can say that joke about the photo.
It's a good joke. I actually have a couple.
Wouldn't want to be behind him going through airport security. At least if you went out with him, you'd always have a little place to hang your coat. I'm Josh Moss. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Oh, she's gone. If you, you could put your keys on there, couldn't you?
Spice Garden Restaurant.
I think that's just what happens when you sleep next to an open sea.
Christmas party.
Had amoebic dysentery, twice. In Rwanda at one point, I was actually defecating pieces of my colon.
The doe-eyed girl puts down her fork. She sits next to Charlie. Back at the club. Guy approaches Nat on the mezzanine overlooking the dance floor.
Miss Redfern.
Guy!
Removes wedding ring.
Lovely to see you. I didn't realize you were here. You know, it's actually good that I ran into you because I was thinking about some
Could
of those community outreach ideas.
Could we take one night off from talking shop? Am I allowed to say you're looking incredible?
Technically, no. That would constitute sexual harassment.
Yeah, you're right. Rules and regulations on that are very strict these days. I actually have a copy of the Sexual Discrimination Act 2007 in my hotel room if you'd like to come back and peruse it. Although Christmas parties don't really count.
He looks deep into her eyes.
They're an opportunity to tell the person you've had a secret crush on all year how you really feel about them.
She meets his blue gaze with her hazel eyes.
Aren't they?
Are they?
Of course. I think protocol and decorum go right out the window. And look at that.
Josh dancing.
That is embarrassing. Who is he?
Leave him alone. He's just had a...
Hang on. He's attempting the Beyonce booty shake. Either that or he's being sodomized by the invisible man.
He's just had a few too many cocktails. He's wasted. Having a good time.
Yeah, sure is.
Guy focuses his gaze on Nat. Josh comes upstairs.
Hey. Hold on. Look out, here comes Twinkle Toes. He's making a beeline. I got your back, I'll just say I'm your boyfriend.
It's
fine. This party's amazing. So much fun. Guy Harrop, pleased to meet you. Oh, the Solvents guy. How are you? Nice to meet you. He's so handsome, isn't he?
Josh hugs Guy, twirls, and knocks a bottle from a table.
Bollocks.
At the adjacent table, a woman masturbates a man.
Come on!
Is that what?
Yeah, I suppose that's what office parties are for, huh? Free booze and a chance to make out with a boss.
Well, I'm technically self-employed, so I'll just have to settle for a can of Budweiser and a wank.
Charming.
Can I ask the sexiest woman in the room for a dance?
Listen,
We're actually talking business, so maybe later. Wait, they're playing your song. Shouldn't you be busting a move?
Eyes glazed, Josh looks at Guy and bobs his head, then runs away.
You almost have to admire him for giving it a go. You owe me one.
Nat heaves a sigh.
How about we make our excuses? I have a table on hold at Nobu.
Oh, no, I can't. I should go. I think I need some fresh air.
Sure. The couple at the table.
Hang on, I'm swapping out.
The Spice Garden.
So you had an extra naan and two glasses of wine, so you owe an extra £4. Drew, you had the mango lassi, so that's an extra £3.
I swear the mass graves in Mogadishu weren't as awful as this. Do you want a bake?
The doe-eyed girl nods.
You have the chicken alfresi.
I want to stay. It's fun.
No, I've said hello to everybody I need to. It's just going to get messy and it's no fun being a spectator.
I wouldn't like to be stood behind him at airport security. That wasn't my joke. He stole it. He's taking credit for my humour. Should I say something?
Jesus, Josh! When did you turn into such a prat? Stay. Dance like a fucking idiot. Tell your stupid jokes. I'm going home.
That hoot in his ear, you could hang...
Nat heads toward the sign way out. The doe-eyed girl in her T-shirt and Charlie, in his underwear, are in bed.
God, you are so sexy.
A brunette in a fancy bra and panties enters the room.
Hey, that's it, honey. Slide in. Room for one more.
Huh? Hey, Alexandra. You look really nice.
Alexandra and Charlie kiss.
Different from work.
You two want to have a little hello kiss?
Hello. That's it. Hi. That's it. Did you guys like that dinner tonight? Did you go for the rice or the naan? I went for the naan.
Yeah.
You are so naughty. Why are you so naughty?
I don't know, Charlie. Why is that? Did your mom smoke during her pregnancy?
Alexandra gets on top of Charlie. Oh. Her long black hair lands on the girl's face.
Threesome?
We're gonna have a threesome.
Let's go. Chloe's climbing aboard.
Chloe climbs on top of Alexandra.
Chloe's on top now.
Yeah. Cherry on top.
Now she's on the bottom. Chloe loves being on bottom.
Yes. Squeeze my breast. It feels amazing.
No body, Charlie. Charlie.
Uh-huh.
I can speak another language as well. Me llamo Chloe, Charlie. Yo tengo hermano.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Chloe's in the middle now.
Okay.
Oh, yes. It feels amazing, doesn't it? It feels so good.
The girls push each other away.
God, you're strong, Alexandra. Down here again.
Put your fingers in my mouth. I love that.
Especially after Indian. It's amazing.
Chloe pushes away.
No! All right. Enough. I'm leaving. You people, you're sick. I actually forgot my skirt. I'm sorry.
Alexandra's foot pushes Chloe back.
Okay, thanks everybody. And FYI, you both still have your underwear on.
Daytime. Nat leaves for work, passing Josh asleep on the sofa.
I promise you this.
He opens his eyes and gets up.
I'll always look out for you.
Reaches for a glass of water.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Checks phone. Missed call from Chloe.
I say, oh.
Hey, it's Chloe. I really need to speak to you.
Josh, with coffees in hand, rings a door next to a laundromat.
Hi, it's me. I demand you let me in. I've got coffee and a bag of those little sweets you like that look like mini fried eggs.
It was humiliating. Degrading. I don't even know how I got myself into that position. I am not a threesome person.
I don't know what bits to touch when.
Listen, fuck him. If he doesn't realize how amazing you are, then he's an idiot. He doesn't deserve you.
Yeah, right. I mean, look at me. I'm in a rented flat, wearing a SpongeBob SquarePants dressing gown, eating a mixture of animal fat and sugar made to look like a fried egg. I'm 32 years old.
Yeah, and you spent your whole life doing things which make everybody else look shallow, trivial, and pointless. I think it's slightly more important to be able to limit the spread of an epidemic than know how to conduct yourself in a threesome.
You do?
I mean, for the purposes of this conversation, sure.
She smiles faintly and throws a jelly at him. He blows on it and puts it in his mouth.
Honestly, I just want someone to look after me for a change.
Well, I'll look after you.
You can't. You've already got someone to look after.
Josh looks at her and stops short of answering.
Listen, I'm completely all right. I promise not to end it all. I don't even own a razor. I wax. I think it's pretty hard to wax yourself to death. You can leave. I'm okay.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm putting off my Christmas shopping. I'm trying to figure out what to buy Nat.
What is she like?
I've no idea. I was thinking casserole dishes, maybe?
I simply cannot let you get your new wife casserole dishes for Christmas.
Why?
Let me help you out.
Griddle pan.
No.
Set of knives.
Enough. I'm gonna go get changed.
She stops in the door to her bedroom and looks back at him.
Thanks, Josh.
That's all right.
Josh stares ahead, thinking, pressing his lips together. Posh hotel.
Excuse me.
Nat waits in a lobby on a Chesterfield sofa in front of a fireplace.
Hey.
Hello.
Guy sits across the coffee table.
You okay?
Mm-hmm. Can I ask why we're meeting in your hotel? You do know I'm not going up to your room, don't you?
Oh, no, of course not. Purely business. No sexual tension whatsoever. No undercurrent of erotic electricity between two ludicrously attractive single people. None. Absolutely not.
Good. It's your time you're paying for. So, we need to lock down a day for the website.
It's just there's some tiny kittens up in my room playing adorably with a ball of wool. If you're interested.
Cat feces makes you go blind. I'm not going to your room.
Okay. You win. We'll work and completely ignore the palpable sizzle. Sensual possibility every time our bodies accidentally touch.
She looks up at him with a coy smile.
I've booked a boardroom down the hall.
He gets up.
Shall
lingerie we? Shop.
Yeah, basically, I'm looking for something for my wife. You know, pants and a brassiere, perhaps. Something that's long-lasting.
To an assistant.
Practical. Goodness, is that man-made fibre? Or is it, natural? Or is it a mixture of the two? Because that's often the way these days helps with, durability and so. I mean, that's a lovely bit of kit. Look at that. That's a formidable gusset. You could not break that.
Were you looking for a panty?
Christ, am I?
He blows a raspberry. Chloe joins in.
A panty.
I'm gonna give my panty.
He has trouble with the word panty, I think.
No, I don't panty. I'm looking for a panty, mon cherie. A portion of your finest panties, my lord.
Right. Perhaps I should just ask you, after all, you are standing right here.
Oh, God, no. I'm not his wife.
No
I'm
way.
I'm just helping out, making sure he doesn't buy his actual wife vouchers.
Well, you can't actually go wrong with vouchers. Christ, is that really the price?
Chloe goes browsing.
I could buy half an 18-litre dehumidifier for that.
Sir.
Yes.
We like to celebrate the erotic here.
Celebrate 1-0. Oh, yeah, it's got to go.
You don't need to be ashamed.
I'm not ashamed of anything.
Embrace it.
I'll embrace you. I didn't mean that. I'm really sorry.
It's all right. Just why don't you tell me?
Yeah.
What turns you on?
What turns me on? I don't. What, really?
The sensual shop assistant nods.
I like it when she, like, dresses up like a
policewoman or estate agent, and we haven't met, and she forces me to do things to her that I would never.
Chloe eavesdrops with her back to them.
Right. I was thinking more along the lines of lace.
Were you?
Satin.
Satin.
Fishnet.
Fishnets, the fish of the sea. Fish of the sea. A trawlerman. I once saw a trawlerman.
You must know the lucky lady. Any thoughts?
You're as useless at all this sexy stuff as I am, aren't you? You're happy with a thermal 90 SD glass and a nice milky tea.
I'm just gonna go. Have a browse. Leave you to it.
Hotel boardroom.
Oh, this is nice. They also have a wonderful restaurant. I wouldn't think of staying anywhere else when I'm in London. So, what is our strategy when it comes to online awareness?
So, the idea is to drive the consumer to the site through a
Lifts the lid of one of two service trays.
Oysters. Seriously, Guy.
Must have run out of Highland shortbread.
Guy pushes a remote control button.
To drive consumers to the site through a unified multi-platform...
She looks around, a violinist enters.
A unified multi-platform approach, accessible with...
Yes, yes, go on, platforms. So
Guy lifts the lid of the other tray.
Traditional media should not be ignored either. Doves, really?
I think you're amazing, Nat. I know it's unprofessional and cliche, but...
I'm married.
What?
I'm married. I have a husband.
White doves flap above Nat's head.
How can you? Why didn't you say something? For all this time, you didn't think to tell me?
I didn't say anything because I thought we'd get the account. If I flirted with you, and then I liked flirting with you too much for any of this to stop.
Well, this wouldn't be happening if you were happy with your husband.
What am I supposed to say? I can't leave him, he'd be destroyed. Look, I'm really sorry, but that dove's getting awfully close to the ceiling fan.
Who is this guy? I mean, do you have children? How long have you been married?
Look, that's irrelevant. Oh. He's dependable and... Yeah! He's kind and safe, and I can't throw that all away for you. I mean, you're charming and twinkly. You're a Ferrari, and he's a Volvo, and right...
She keeps dodging the doves. The violinist makes faces.
I just need to be behind the wheel of a Volvo. I need...
She falls of the chair.
I need reliability to be able to get from A to B safe and on.
Dove drops.
Oh, God! Dove down, dove down!
Oh, it's okay. I think it's just a stunt. Can you...
Do you want me to stop that?
Yes. Listen,
Nat,
I'm not giving up. From the minute I met you, I thought of nothing else. Do you think I care if our logo has a drop shadow or is italicized? No, I'm looking for excuses to see you.
Violinist pokes the dove.
And I'm not...
It revives.
I don't twinkle with anyone else. You make me twinkly.
Dove poops on Nat's shoulder.
Oh, God!
That's supposed to be lucky. Look, as might be evident, I've never done this kind of thing before, but I would regret it forever if I didn't try everything I could. Married or not, I need to be with you now.
They lean in to kiss. Violinist squeezes through.
My dad, sorry.
I'm sorry. I can't do this. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Nat runs out. The musician turns to Guy.
Perhaps in hindsight, you shouldn't have gone with the doves.
Thanks. Lingerie shop. Josh examines panties.
You like those, sir?
Yeah, crotchless. Interesting, lovely. Do you get much of a call for them?
Shit.
Everything all right in there?
Yeah, I think this hook is caught.
I have to admit that I'm not very good with buttons or zips or that sort of thing. Usually, I holy fucking.
Chloe in orange pink lingerie.
I mean, who needs a dehumidifier, right? I get a bit of condensation on my bedroom window sometimes, but...
It's fine. You just close
them. Oh, yeah, sorry. Look, were they always like that? Because I mean, they're unbelievable.
I thought that I would try something unpractical. Do you think that Nat would like something like this, or...?
Nat.
She look really nice. She look good.
Yeah, but I think maybe that. Yeah, I don't know if it's.
What is it? Is it?
I don't know if it's caught on the tag.
Okay.
I don't know what I did.
He stands behind her, brushes her long hair aside, and unhooks the bra.
You know those, strips that they put in pants? If you want to try them on. Do you think that's to prevent against gonorrhea? Or chlamydia? That's the one these days, chlamydia. Chlamydia, that's... Or so I've read.
Their eyes lock in the mirror, they kiss.
Oh God, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I did that.
No, I am so sorry. I am sorry.
Excuse me, sir. Will you be paying for that?
He half turns away.
Christ, I expect...
Guy runs after Nat.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I just wanted you to know how I feel about you, and I don't want to let you slip away.
It's very complicated.
Chloe, that was really bad.
I know.
Josh and Chloe.
I mean, not the kiss or the visuals, that I'm lovely, but I'm married.
I know.
Oh, great, goddamn Beyonce.
What? Fuck! Beyonce is my husband!
What?
Beyonce is my husband! Beyonce is Josh!
Him?
Yes.
Josh stifles a swear word.
Nat!
Hello, darling.
How weird.
What a treat.
How are you?
Oh. Hi.
Hi. Guy, right?
Yeah, Josh.
Yeah, that's right. Nice to see you.
Guy, this is Chloe. She's a wonderful charity worker.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah. We were just doing some Christmas shopping.
Oh, we were just having a meeting around the corner.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Polite smiles all around.
Did you have fun last night?
Oh, it's awesome.
Did you manage to get lucky with the ladies?
No. Actually, the girl I had my eye on blew me off. I ended up alone in a hotel with a mini sleeve of Pringles watching Malaysian golf from Eurosport. It's hilarious.
I find that incredibly difficult to believe.
Well, it's true. It's true.
What? A man as good looking as you? Fabulous face, amazing hair, wonderful teeth. Real hunk of spunk.
Thank you.
Amazing skin, that's what. Hasn't he got incredible skin?
Chloe nods.
You do.
Thank you.
It's inspirational. Chloe's single, aren't you? And she's American. And you could ride the subway and have a malt at the Five and Dime, if that takes your fancy. If you want to.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Poor Chloe could probably think of nothing worse, but, you know, maybe if we all went out together sometime, that could be, cool. You could set that up, can you, Nat? Could you? Is that all right?
Yes, absolutely. I will organize it. I'll organize it.
Awesome.
Great.
Okay.
Dinner after Christmas.
Dinner. Yep, South Barilla and hot dogs all around.
Very nice to meet you.
It's snapshot of Josh twerking. Marriage counselor.
Things really hit a low point around Christmas. His family's so weird.
That's not nice.
They are. Come on. I caught your mother Googling, can cat urine be used as fertilizer?
Well, she's got lots of cat urine. She might as well use it.
Why the fuck has she got lots of cat urine?
Mom opens door.
At least my family are friendly.
Dad plants a kiss on Nat's mouth.
You didn't exactly endear yourself with the charade.
Charade, Dr. Quinn, medicine woman.
Here we go.
television.
Forward.
First word. First word.
I can't conscious.
Duck.
Tapping.
Hanging. Vera Duck.
Josh points at Nat's brother-in-law.
Red.
Thick. Stupid.
Man.
Effeminate.
Husband.
Annoying.
Father.
Idiot.
Father.
Disappointment. Shame. Regret.
Profession.
Lazy.
Doctor.
Sadness.
Thank you. Doctor.
This doctor is not
foot
the
doctor.
First thing you do when you look
forward,
at him.
Forward. Dr. Jacob is tied.
Quick. Go. You've got a minute. Go.
Second word.
Sounds like...
Flaps hands at Nat's chest. Spreads her knees.
Wife. Nat.
Lovely.
Bat. Cat.
Hat. Right, beautiful. The splits. Chelly.
Mum.
Hillary and Jackie.
Family. Family. Baron. Munchenhausen. Sorry. No.
Josh fingers to all women's pelvic areas, including Nana's.
Vagina. Pussy. Minge, twat, foo-foo, clunge, growler.
Quim!
Dr. Quimley's casebooks! Dr. Quimley's casebooks!
Dr. Quim medicine woman.
Josh high-fives Nat.
Get away from me.
What?
Nana puts her hand over her lips.
What else rhymes with Quinn?
Sounds like chin. Sounds like bin.
Yeah, all right, bloody Lionel Blair. Look, I was tired. Hardly slept. I wasn't thinking straight because your evil stepdad had put me in that bedroom. Just to punish...
Josh in a top bunk.
I would argue that you got a better night's sleep than I did at your parents' house.
Nat and Josh in bed.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, your parents made it perfectly clear what they thought.
Nat opens a present.
Digital photo frame.
Oh, wonderful, that is brilliant.
You just put a memory stick in and it makes a slideshow.
Well, we've got a camera on us, we'll have to try it out later. That is fabulous. Recap. Oh, my God. Thank you. Who's this from? Mum and Dad. Cracking.
Books.
How to be a successful writer. And stop wasting your life.
Good idea.
Unbelievable.
My family hate him. His family get under my skin, and at a time when we should have felt happy and close, I couldn't have felt more.
Counselor writes, boring, in notebook.
Explain again what your book's about.
Well, my hero is a young history professor called Ezra, who, with the help of a young American aid worker, discovers this man in Borneo.
Nat yawns.
Who claims to be Muhammad. So it's a meditation, really, on the veracity and origins of faith.
If he ever gets around to finishing it.
The gift photo frame works in the background.
Another drink, Josh?
Oh, that'd be lovely, thank you.
It displays a slideshow from their honeymoon. And Nat going down on naked Josh. No one notices. Mother takes a glance, a photo from Morocco.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Eyes?
Yes, please.
Photo, Josh licks a lollipop. Next. Josh between Nat's legs.
Are you sure there's nothing I can do to help?
No, thank you. I'm fine.
Josh obscures the photo frame.
Mince pie, honey? No, thank you. Are you sure?
Why are you standing like that?
Just offering Alec a mince pie.
He doesn't want a mince pie.
You don't
want it? No.
Just stand.
Nat grabs the photo frame.
Oh, that's that market we went to in Tarragant.
Oh, let me see, darling.
Yes. It was gorgeous, had the most incredible thing.
I'm sure nobody wants to hear about this.
Because
it wasn't very interesting. Look at that! Fucking little cocksucker.
Give this back to me. Give it. Just sit down. Goodness me.
Still working.
Yes. This was the town square. They had snake charmers into forming monkeys.
Oh, that is so magical.
Me with a monkey?
Oh, darling, you look so sweet.
Josh mimics to Nat.
Oh, me trying on those slippers. They're very pretty.
Mm, they look
to no avail.
I was having cocktails. There was a beautiful bar at the top of the hotel. We go there every evening. Oh, I was having more cocktails.
Everyone admires the slides. Suddenly their smiles fade. In the photo, Josh gives his penis thumbs up in close-up. Nat averts her gaze. More raunchy photos follow. Josh side-eyes Nat's mother and sips his drink.
It was a junior suite. Not terribly expensive. Lovely view of the orchards. In fact, you can just see in the background there the balcony. Oh. That's doggy style. Nat's favourite, isn't it, Nat?
Nat shoots daggers at him. Another day. Nat and her sister wait on the porch. The doctor husband places luggage in the trunk of a car.
Why don't I drive? You
drive like you've got a vagina.
You could do. Or I could glue myself to a deck chair and you could kick me down a stairwell. Both about as enjoyable, both about as likely to happen.
Why do you do it? Why are you still together? You hate each other.
Of course we do. But that's marriage. I mean, to embrace the hatred. And I married a man who wears driving gloves.
Actually helps you get purchase.
Don't say purchase.
But how do you know that the hate won't outweigh the love? How do you know there's not someone better out there for you?
Of course there is. Of course there is. Marriage is about living with the imperfections, isn't it? I mean, look at that stupid ginger face.
It's true. I'd miss her. You know, those beautiful eyes, big warm heart. You know, she hasn't aged a day since I met her. And as you get to know each other more, well, you love each other more.
No, don't you try and kiss me.
Josh stands in the door with a bag, goes back into the house.
Did you forget something?
Yeah.
We're gonna hit traffic, you know.
Evening, Josh and Nat get ready for the double date.
Tonight should be interesting. I mean, they could be really right for each other. Because Chloe's so sweet and Guy seems all right. What do you think? What about that?
Blue shirt.
No?
Yeah. Chloe's... she's lovely. I don't know how you let her slip away.
Well, Chloe? No. She's too nice. She's too perfect. A little of Chloe goes a long way.
Yeah, I mean, she can be kind of grating.
Totally. This one?
Striped shirt.
Rugby? No. But Guy, I mean, he's quite a catch. You know, he's just your type, really.
No, he's too slick for his own good. A bit too American. You're my type. I don't really go for good.
He raises his brows. Later in a pub.
Hi. Great to see you. Looking very sexy. And Nat, you look good too.
You two pop yourselves down. I'm going to nip off to the little boys' room. See if I can find myself some little boys. Honestly, not. Just going to go for a quick wee. Not the other.
Sorry about that.
Nat and Guy take seats at the bar.
So is tonight not a bit weird? You promised not to get insanely jealous?
Honestly. Chloe is fantastic. You'll love her. She's the best. The best. She's so kind, wonderfully kind.
And pretty. She's very pretty.
Definitely. So pretty, 100%.
Chloe enters the pub. She spots Josh coming out of the gents.
Hey, are you here?
Yeah. Look, if this is weird, I can go. It's just that, you know, you set it up and you didn't seem to mind.
No, I don't mind. It's not weird. Why would I find it weird? Listen, the bloke's a bit of a twat, but I mean, you might like him.
Oh, yeah. I love a twat.
Single girl looking for a guy. No non-twats considered. Oh, shit. Okay, they've seen us. Let's go do this.
Okay. Final game. It's Brits 1, Yanks 1. We owe this to our great nation to win this club. Let's do it.
Never.
Let's look at us. We're all getting on like a house on fire.
I never really understood that phrase. Exactly. Why is it good to get on like a house on fire? I mean, there might be small kids left inside. Think of them.
I know, in the possibility of asphyxiation.
Well, at the very least, loss of any no-claims bonus.
It's just a metaphor. It means something that's uncontrollable, has momentum.
Exactly. So tell me this. What would be the first thing you'd save in a fire? Let me guess.
Jimmy, your wedding ring.
Well, obviously, my wedding ring. But, you know, I've got two hands, haven't I?
She does love that ring. First thing I noticed about you, wasn't it?
Nat lowers her gaze. Josh obsessively chalks his pool stick until Nat grabs his wrist. He proceeds to polish the stick under his armpit. Nat turns away, shutting her eyes.
Sorry, Nat, excuse me.
He shoves her to the side and makes the break.
Fuck off.
Yeah, that's too bad.
I'd probably rescue that necklace that I got you when we got engaged in Venice.
That's sweet. It's beautiful.
Nat lets Josh kiss her on the cheek.
How about you, Chloe? I'm guessing something sentimental, emotional.
It's your shot, Guy.
Sorry?
It's your shot, mate.
Oh, sorry. Well, you wouldn't really head for the shoes, though, would you, Chloe? Fashion's not really your thing.
Why would it be? I mean, look at her. She'd make anything look fantastic. to make his sack look incredible.
Thanks. Yeah, it's like, what's the opposite of you cannot polish a turd? She's an already polished turd. She's a turd buff to her.
Tries to get closer to her.
Thanks.
Nat blocks him.
Unlucky, pal.
You know, honestly, the stuff burnt up, I think I just view it as a chance to start over, you know, have a new adventure. I'm not too bothered by material possessions.
Right, come down on it.
Josh presses Nat's back.
Come on. And use your arm to go back and forth with it, so really get a nice pump in action. And then go through the ball, and you want to hit it on the edge there. If you put the cue between your thumb and your first finger, you'll find it easier to get. That's it. Now, get this moving before you take the shot. Come down a bit lower on it. Don't take the... Come on, not that low. That's it. Now, play through the ball and breathe.
She makes a poor shot.
Nah, there's no point, is there? You know, if we're not going to do it properly, it's like, what's the point? There's no point in playing, isn't
there? That's true.
Oh, I think it's my...
I think Chloe's right. I mean, nice things is great, but ultimately, so what? As long as the people you love are safe.
That's it, you got that?
Good shot, Chloe.
You see that?
They embrace.
Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, it'll never happen again.
No, it will. Be positive.
Oh, no. Once in a lifetime.
That's so sweet what you said about that necklace.
Yeah.
I should wear it more often.
What do you think?
I think you're good on your
own. Oh, you touched the cue ball.
Oh.
So, I mean, really? If you want to play proper... No, it's fine if you want to.
Okay.
Sorry.
Happens all the time. Don't worry
about
it.
Sorry.
It's two shots. No, it's cool.
All right. No, go ahead.
I don't want to be a dick about it, you know, if you...
No.
Too late.
You sure? Okay.
Take your two shots.
In the street.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
We should do it again. What do you say, Josh? Give your Brits a chance for revenge?
Oh, yeah, because when my elbow's a bit better, I'll be able to... give you a much better game, probably win.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Can I walk you to your car?
Oh, you know, I'm just gonna catch a cab, but you can wait with me if you like.
Be my pleasure.
Okay. Actually, Guy, do you mind if I quickly grab you for 2 minutes just to talk packaging for the meeting? Is that okay?
Sure.
Thanks. Sorry.
Well, I could help you get a cab if you want. And I'll wait with you.
Chloe nods.
Okay, yeah.
Out of blast, partner.
Ah.
We are what make our nation great. I'd like to check out that Kandinsky thing you were talking about. That sounds very interesting.
Thank you.
Nat and Josh watch their kiss goodbye.
Oh, that's nice. All right.
Okay, I'll see you back at the flat.
All right. All the best.
The two couples go in opposite directions.
I presume we need to make a decision on the Linkworth tender for the branding. What are your thoughts?
She shoves him against a door and kisses him. His hand presses the buzzers.
Whoa. I thought you said that this...
She kisses him again. He undoes her coat and catches a glimpse of the pink and orange bra.
Oh, Christ, even your underwear's amazing.
Fiddle.
Oh, wait,
just drop it. The bra drops to the ground.
That guy's so dull. So bland. You don't like him, do you? Taxi! No.
What's going on, Josh? What are we even doing?
What do you mean?
Taxi! Your light's on! Put your light... His light was on. Why would
you realize I love you, don't you? I'm in love with a man who just got married, and we're both pretending that it's fine. Tonight was so fucked up. Taxi!
An elderly couple stop a taxi immediately.
No. Excuse me. No, you don't do that. That's not how decent people behave, is it? How is society supposed to function with people like you dragging us into a cesspit? We're not animals!
Sorry, we just didn't see you.
Didn't realize it was your taxi. Please,
take it. You can have it.
I'm so sorry.
What am I supposed to do? I can't just walk out of a marriage after 9 months.
Why not? Pride? Afraid of what people will say? Figure out what you actually want to fight for, Josh. When I went to Africa, I convinced myself that We were too young and somebody better would come along, but they never did and they still haven't. Now, every time I see you, I think, why didn't you stop me? Why didn't you fight? This has to stop. I can't see you anymore. You're married. I can't see you anymore.
She climbs into the back seat of a Hackney carriage. Josh stares blankly. He turns away and nods to the elderly couple.
Dinner and a show, was it?
Yeah.
Nice, yeah. Nice. Sorry.
Later, Nat comes home to Josh sitting on the sofa.
We need to talk.
We do, yeah.
I don't know what's happening here, but it's been 9 months. And neither of us is happy, and I don't know how to change things.
I just never imagined that marriage would be this difficult, you know?
I don't want to be you and Naomi. I don't want to constantly row over whether the bin's full or not.
I don't see what's wrong with compacting the rubbish in the bin to make more space.
I'm not rowing about the bin again.
Neither am I.
Look, if you want to walk away, I understand.
Was that what you want?
That's not what I'm saying.
Because it sounds like you don't want to make it work.
Stop putting words into my mouth. You're the one who said marriage was difficult.
Yeah, but I didn't say anything about walking away. So, if you want to give up...
I'm not the one giving up.
Well, nor am I.
Well, good.
That's good.
Also, what are we...
Marriage counsellor.
So that's why we've come here today. We've hit our low point, but we're committed to making our marriage succeed.
Ah. Oh. You should just cut your losses now before your life becomes a series of squabbles about who's meant to pick the kids up, who put the King's Speech DVD back in the Sound of Music DVD case. Oh, I suppose if you really want to make it work, you could try focusing on making it to a year.
Nat jogs.
Commit to a life with each other for the next 3 months.
Josh jogs behind her, gasping for air.
There is freedom without trying to catch the delusion.
At work, Nat watches Guy in a boardroom with her mean workmate Helen.
There's a battle ahead.
At night, Nat and Josh lie in bed, both on their sides, thinking. Charade, Octopussy.
What is it?
Is it a film?
How many words?
Novel?
Well, you must know how many words there are.
Sounds like...
Josh makes a gesture at Nana. She covers her nether regions.
Hey now, hey.
He casts a glance at Nat and gives up. In her office, Nat gets a bouquet of red roses. The card says, 10 months, exclamation marks, love, Josh. They role play Josh's sexual fantasy.
I understand you're looking to sell.
Nat wears a grey pencil skirt suit and glasses.
I'm from Foxton's.
She peels off her glasses and bites on the earpiece. Another day.
We built this city. We built this city all wrong down.
Josh looks up at her, pauses and smiles.
We built this city on the wrong down.
Wrong. As she leaves the kitchen, he sighs and shuts his eyes. Gets up to discard a banana peel. The bin overflows. He pauses and takes out the rubbish. A bouquet of white lilies next to a happy anniversary card and a gift robot.
So this time last year, you'd been Mrs. Moss for 67, 68, an hour and 8 minutes.
We made it. 1 year. We should be proud of ourselves.
She leans against the door frame, wearing the pink and orange lingerie.
Ta-da! Thought I'd bring out the big guns for a special occasion. Could you help do me up?
Yeah.
She turns her back to him. He helps with the hook. Both with serious faces.
I think two of these hooks are broken.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
God, let me fix it.
She disappears in the bedroom. Josh turns away, inner corners of his eyebrows raised, lips parted. Nat sits clasping the pink bra on her lap. Sweet September. Josh leaps up from the sofa.
Hon, I've just remembered I've got to do something. I'll see you at the restaurant. Tell Hugh and Naomi, okay?
Sure. I'll see you there.
Josh races through the streets. Nat stares at Guy Harrop's name on her phone. Josh pulls up across the street from Chloe's place, just as she comes out. Guy follows her, travel bags in hand, they kiss.
You know, you haven't even told me where we're going yet.
I wanted to surprise you.
They get into a taxi and drive off. Nat enters a restaurant where friends and family wait with a surprise anniversary dinner.
To organize a little party for you. A year's a big achievement. Where is your stupid...
Josh talks to Chloe's neighbor, checks his watch and runs back to the car. In the taxi.
Remember your passport?
Chloe produces the passport, but holds it back.
Is this human trafficking? You're not gonna keep it and sell me to a gang of Albanians who'll make me pleasure 25 truck drivers a day at some port in Belgium for me to earn it back, are you?
No. Absolutely not. It's a terrible situation, though. Those women, I can't help but think they all just started life as someone's little baby.
Guy shakes his head in the restaurant.
He's still not picking up. He's never usually late.
Oh, God, can we start without him? I'm starving. We've been here forever.
I can't believe he's late for our first anniversary dinner.
I can't believe you even made it to your first anniversary dinner.
What?
Hugh looks at Naomi.
Well, 1 year is pretty remarkable, given that you two are completely ill-suited for one another, isn't it? I mean, no one thought that you were going to make it a month, much as a year.
Really?
I didn't actually think you'd make it past the honeymoon, honestly. I thought you'd fuck a Moroccan.
Whoa.
I really did. And I wouldn't have blamed you, because they're very beguiling, the Moroccans. Do you know what I mean? If you sort of like the swarthy gentleman.
Thanks, and no.
It's not your thing?
No.
Oh, bit racist. No, it's. I bet you'd do it. You'd do it with a foreign fellow, wouldn't you? Chinese fellows. What about the Chinese fellows? Because they've not got a great reputation as lovers, but they must be doing something right, because there's billions of them. You got Germans.
Ah,
very efficient. Like a machine, just in and out. I will annex your vagina, and then Poland. No, forgive and forget. Do you know what? I don't know about you. I've never met someone who's had sex with an Eskimo. It'd be good, wouldn't it? Because they start with the noses and then they get down, you know, with them. Do you think they do that down there? Like, just on the nose. I bet you've had a few of them.
Yeah.
And him. Nah, good luck to you.
Thanks.
I mean, you did it. 1 year. Yay!
Yay!
Don't you clap. Go on, give that twat of a husband another call.
Well, don't use your phone, use mine, because sometimes he avoids you if he sees your name come up on the caller ID.
Nat rolls her eyes. Josh's car. On the screen, wife. Josh turns it off. Josh parks in a back street and starts running. He gets drenched running across a boardwalk to the restaurant where everyone's waiting for him.
Oh, happy anniversary!
Nat gets up from the table, musters a smile.
Naomi arranged it. Happy 1 year.
I need to tell you something, Nat. I just think you're the most incredible woman.
Aww.
So beautiful. And smart and bright and funny. You're perfect. You're the perfect wife. But just not for me. I've waited my whole life for the right girl to show up. And it turns out that you weren't it. I don't find the way that you crinkle your nose when you laugh adorable, the way you flick your hair, it's quite frankly irritating.
Hear, hear.
I wanted to cherish everything about you, but it just didn't happen. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, Natasha Moss, will you divorce me?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I will.
You really mean it?
Absolutely. I've been waiting for this moment for months, hoping it would happen. I can't believe that you asked me.
Why didn't you just say something then?
I didn't want to hurt your feelings. I thought it would break your heart. You've made me the happiest woman in the world. I love you.
But you're not in love with me.
No, God, no. Unequivocally not in love with you. The opposite of love. Misery.
Me too!
I can't believe we felt the same for so long.
Well, listen, now we have the rest of our lives not to be together.
Danny raises his glass.
Cheers? Look, this is amazing. It's magical. It is better than I could ever have imagined. But there's somewhere else that I really need to be right now.
Go! Seriously, go. Do you need money for a cab?
No, I'm all right. I'm in the car, but it was a nightmare trying to park, so I'm basically in a half
place there. Stop it. Stop it. It's so boring.
It's just the car's in your name.
We should
sort that out, actually.
It's so boring. I don't care.
All right, no, but...
Honestly, just go.
They look each other in the eyes and share a genuine smile. With Josh gone, Nat turns back to the table, grins to her friends and glowers at Danny.
I will never have to see you again. Ever.
She makes for the door.
Taxi!
Josh drives in the rain. Nat talks to Helen at the office. Guy covers Chloe's eyes.
Ta-da.
London St. Pancras Station.
Wow. I've always wanted to go to Aachen.
The departures board says Paris.
No, we're going to Paris. Paris. Okay. Joke.
Yeah.
Josh pulls up to the station, runs inside and through a moving walkway. Guy and Chloe hold hands.
I'm thinking two kids.
Oh.
Guy Jr. and Gaia. Stand back.
Oh my God.
I can't be without you, Chloe. I think about you every second of the day. I need to be with you. And I know you want to be with me as well.
What the hell are you doing? You can't just turn up and try and steal my girlfriend away. You're married. You're a married man. You should get out of here, creep.
I split up with Nat.
You split up with Nat?
You split up with Nat?
Ever since you came back into my life, I've known that I have...
Guy looks over Josh's shoulder.
When I lie in bed, I think about the way that you laugh.
Nat runs.
I can't work because I can't stop imagining our lives together. You're everything that I've ever wanted in a...
Nat!
Josh!
They look at each other in surprise.
Okay.
Josh cringes, clasps her shoulders.
Nat? We spoke about this, didn't we? It's not going to work out.
No,
I'm not going to change my
I'm
mind.
Actually,
I'm don't care what you say.
I'm not here to see you.
What are you doing?
I'm actually not here to see you.
What do you mean you're not actually here to see me? Him! Really?
And you...
Yeah.
Of course. Mm. You're perfect for each other.
Yeah, and I always thought he was much more the kind of guy that you should go for. Do you remember when I said to you when I was trying to...
Oh, I do remember that! Yeah. I remember when you said that. And at the time, I agreed and I thought in my mind, he's right, I should be with him. That's what I wanted to be.
And here we are.
Here we are.
And
where were you? Had you been explaining a bit about us splitting
up? I was just explaining to Chloe why I was in love with her.
Chloe freezes with her mouth hanging open.
Okay, is it just me or is this unbelievably awkward?
Look at that. She's got that dry sense of humor that you like. I just don't have that.
And this guy, forget about it. Unbelievable. Proper grade A hunk. I could just drink you in.
Thanks.
Guy sinks into Nat's eyes.
But this lady here, she's incredible.
And you make her eyes light up in a way that I never could.
Chloe turns to Guy.
Would you mind?
No, please. Would it be all right if Thank you.
Everyone steps toward their crush, crashing into a cluster.
Thank you.
Oh,
that's nice.
Oh, sorry.
No, we don't want to do that. Never again. Come around this side. Hi.
Finally, they find the way into each other's arms and kiss, two couples shoulder in shoulder.
This is a bit weird.
They continue kissing symmetrically, separated by a notice board pillar. Nat and Guy in smart clothes, the other two casually dressed. The Eurostar to Paris leaves without Guy and Chloe.
Cause I never knew love like this before. What a surprise. Cause I never knew love like this before. Open my eyes. Cause I never knew love like.
Fade to black. At the restaurant.
Who had the chicken feet?
I did.
You had the chicken feet. We didn't have a starter.
No.
And we didn't have the champagne.
We spent £45,000 on a wedding to your prick son. You can chip in for a bit of fucking dim sum.
Credits roll, written and directed by Dan Mazer. Produced by Tim Bevan, Eric Fellner, Chris Thickier.
Open my eyes.
Starring Rose Byrne. Anna Faris. Rafe Spall. And Simon Baker. Title, I Give It a Year.
All right, pause. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll make a list of pros and cons, right, of Nat. Pros. Number one, body. Excellent. I've seen it nude, loved it.
I beg your pardon, when have you seen it nude?
Well, when we were down in that place in Cornwall, I sort of walked in when she was getting changed.
What do you mean you walked in
accidentally?
What's that?
Hey, listen, I tell you, you lock your door or these peepers will come a-roving. All right, mate? It's the way I roll. You know that, she should know that.
What about that she's, kind?
Boring.
And warm?
Warm. Put the radiator on if you want warm.
And good with kids?
So was Michael Jackson. Look at that marriage. It didn't last.
Yeah, but I love her.
Love? Yeah, sounds a bit gay. We can get back out there like the lads, like the old days, you know? The terrible two. Do you know what I mean? Lock up your daughters and your mothers. I'm not fussy. It's like every time I open my mouth when I'm around her, she's like, don't say that, you can't say that. Can't do that. Put your trousers on, we're a restaurant.
Shut up.
Additional credits roll.